Rod would like to be in his position and coaching a defensive line. That's a full-time job.
First of all, it's nonstop. I mean, he goes nonstop. And it doesn't take but a day for someone to get accustomed to Coach Marinelli's style of work, his work ethic. But, you know, just attention to detail, given everything you have, and just nonstop.
We want to see the identity in terms of how hard we play, our effort. Every down, our pursuit, and within that now is everybody has to know their job. You're not a coordinated defense if one guy's uncoordinated.
Mulligan Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Great to hear the voice of Rod Marinelli. Delighted to welcome him to The Score Hotline. He joins the show now. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, man, doing?
We're doing wonderfully, and I got to tell you, it's a big day seeing guys ready to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. I know you're here. I know you've got connections to all sorts of people in this class. I'm curious, when you look at Julius Peppers going into the Hall of Fame, you guys, I believe you and Lovey were sitting in the car at midnight. Ran into
behind the bushes in the alley.
Do you think of that? Does that day come back to you, signing a guy like that and knowing, very talented guy, but someone that you helped make a Hall of Famer?
Oh, yeah. That was a special night to go down and get him that night. And we had Cliff Stein, was the money man there, you know, and all of that. And went down and picked him up and midnight and brought him back. And it was just, what a terrific day. Great memories. And then, not just a great player, but the quality of the human being is just off the charts. And so what a big bump he gave us when we got him to come to Chicago.
You know, Rod, Mully and I both have marveled at just how natural of a athlete Julius Peppers was as a player. He could have been probably an all-NBA player had he gone to basketball, just all the athleticism.
Yeah.
What was it about the way he rushed the passer in your mind that made him so effective and what made coaching him so memorable?
Yeah. One, in the second part, but coaching him, he was so coachable. I just can't tell you what a pleasure it was coaching and working with Julius and changing things, and he'd listen. And, you know, and try it. And that's all you ask a man to do because his skill level is so good. And so that part, you know, was really special for me. And then just him as a pass rusher, you had every element to a rush. His athleticism coming off the ball is second to none. And then he's got power. You've got to sit on the power. And then his athleticism to a long arm, to maybe a nice quick edge, chop and run and turn. He could spin. Everything that you could do as a rusher, he had the capabilities to do. And then he worked hard at it. I mean, very prideful. And he was a leader in terms of our work habits.
It's extraordinary to see the two defensive linemen in this class because they're both pass rushers, completely different players, but they both have incredible first step. Pep looked like he could jump over the lineman if he wanted to. You know what I'm saying? Like his athletic ability beyond belief. That first step of Freeney, it was unbelievable when you think about the spin moves and the way he rushed and the idea. We talked to Tony Dungy, and he was telling us that their draft grade was a D because they took a 6'1 pass rusher. And it's wild to think of two different guys doing that job. And what's the connection? Well, I would say that the relentlessness and the commitment and the kind of the work ethic really separates them.
The work ethic to be great because skill, developing a skill is hard. To really do it over and over and over. And then you've got, here's the issue sometimes, like you guys, now you go to training camp and you get one-on-ones and everybody in the world is looking at you, all films, all scouts. So it's hard to get a guy to make sure you invest on a new move. But the chances it may not work and you get stalled, it's hard. So I used to talk about, you know, it's as we go out today, just show your moves today. Huh. And just show your moves, and I'll let everybody else know we're trying new moves today. And so if they don't work, don't worry about it. And I mean, he would go out there and do some things, and I credit him so much of learning and just being a great student of the game. And I can't tell you how much fun it was. I just love him to death.
Rod, your time in Chicago also overlapped with Devin Hester's, and certainly he goes in this weekend, and everyone in Chicago is excited about that. From your perspective, how did Devin Hester change the game?
Oh, man. Yeah, I was with him, but before that, I was against him in Detroit. So I knew going in. I mean, he coaching against him, that's all you could think about all week. It disrupted your kicker at Jason Hansen. You know, you're trying to do different things with your coverages. How do you keep this guy down? And he was, when he touched the ball, let's say he came out to the 40-yard line, okay? The energy that gave that offense when they took the field is incredible. You could feel the energy that he gives to a team. And then when I was with him, what really impressed me, some of our very best players would want to block for him. You know, starters. You know, they enlisted to help. And that's when you say, man, we got something special here. And, you know, Lovick's thing was we score in all three phases. And, it was real. To see that guy as an opponent and then to watch this guy with us, it was incredible. This guy's speed, there'll never be another one like that, man. And it's well-deserved. That's so awesome to get a guy like I think the only guy who could return kicks like that was Jim Thorpe.
That's unbelievable. We're talking to Rod Marinelli. It's Mully and Haw on the score. Rod, of course, a defensive line coach early in his career. He was a defensive coordinator and defensive line assistant head coach here in Chicago. He and Lovey, great friends. And it's a fact of your life, too, that when you wound up in Dallas – you got a guy on your staff named Matt Eberflus, who is now the head coach of the Bears, and he credits you. You're talking about putting guys in the Hall of Fame. You've got your own little coaching tree too, Rod. You've really influenced a lot of what Matt Eberflus is doing.
Oh, I'm just really so proud of the accomplishments that they're doing. The work in progress. That's what I love. Every year has been moving the chains forward. And, I haven't got a chance to really see where they're at and all this. What I read, it sounds like really they put together a terrific defense. I saw that. But some of this offensive firepower they're bringing in with these receivers and, and they've run the ball well in the past. So you get this type of quarterback play, I'm hoping for, you know, the SC kid. It could be pretty doggone special, but understate, over-deliver.
Great advice. And, you know, last year things weren't going so well, Rod, when Matt Eberflus decided to take over and be the defensive coordinator again as the head coach, call his own signals. And really the way the defense responded to that change might have saved his job and it created a lot of the optimism that carries into this season. Knowing him as you do, how big of a decision was that for him to make at that time, and what difference in your mind did it make?
Now, he's an excellent, excellent defensive coach. No doubt about that. Now, he can call a terrific game. You know, just being with him in Dallas, I knew how smart he was. And tough, really tough. And I thought it was everything. You know, he was able to set the pace and the tempo of that defense. And, they played, they were very good. And then they got that good rusher during the season.
Mm-hmm.
And he was an impact guy for him. But, and you can do that. You know, I think he's done a great job getting Eric there. And I guess he's still going to call the defense, I think. That's what I've heard.
Yep.
But, so he's got his hand in that. And he's smart enough to be able to touch all three areas. His vocabulary is good. So it's it's a process he's been working on and climbing. Now it's time. It's a game of football. It's show me. And that's what I'm excited for.
I'm curious, Rod, when you think about all the defensive linemen that you coached and seeing guys going into the Hall of Fame and all that, do you – I know you're proud of all of them, but are there any guys that their story kind of moved you more than another guy? Is it – I'm not asking you to rate your linemen, but I'm curious about the stories of the, you know, or the work ethic and – You know, we saw you here with Tommy Harris, and he tells stories about you. I'm just curious, did anybody jump out because of maybe something they overcame or maybe the way they connected with you?
You know, I'll always kind of go back to Warren.
Chad. Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
He had it, but, you know, we had some really good players, but we went in with 20 years of non-winning seasons when we
went
there. Something like that. And he put this franchise on his back. And he was strong enough, verbally, the whole thing, and confident. And to drive that thing forward. I was talking with Ovi a little bit ago, and that team really reflected our Bears team of 2012, that 10-12 era. That defense would put it on his back and drive forward, but then we had such a powerhouse in Hester. But that confidence to do something like that and really lead without having to talk a lot. That's what Julius did the best. All you have to do is make a look at somebody, and he's leading them. Follow me. And he didn't have to say anything. And you knew it was your time and he's going to get it done. And I've been fortunate to see those impact. Simeon Rice is another guy like that.
Sure.
You know,
Chicago guy.
And the impact. And when you can get two up front, then you're humming. You know, so I'm really excited about the rush in they got there this year. Chicago, I can't remember his name.
Montez Sweat.
Austin Booker on the other side. Yeah, the rookie. Yep.
Yeah. If they get that one more guy coming, you know, just keep him coming. And then it's tough. Boy, it's tough on an offense. But just all those guys that would work in the position should demand effort. That's something I just believe from day one. And the demanding of effort starts from practice. And I just think that work habit and doing those type of things every day, if not every other day, is every day. And you get the habits of really being special. And the coach has got to demand that he gets every ounce of production that matches his talent. You have to do that. When a guy leaves you, if he's got something left, that's on the coach. And it's just so important. I mean, that's with Warren, with these guys, and their production matches their talent, I feel good. And all of a sudden, a guy could say it's a great year, the media say great year. I look at the tape and I say, it's not a great year. They're letting somebody else evaluate you. And you have to put cotton in your ears and go do your work.
So, Rod, what are you doing with yourself these days, spending the time? And have you spent many nights at your daughter's restaurant in Vegas, La Strega?
Yeah.
We ate there last year when we were in town. Tremendous decision that night.
Oh, she's great. Got a chance to see some of the family, but I still am doing a lot of stuff in football, my type. And I've got high school coaches come to my house. I had a whole staff. I had 24 coaches in my house, and it was a great day, you know, and I just teach and coach the value of this game, developing men the right way, being a great teacher, and they're just, in Texas, these guys like football now, and so I've gone to some clinics, and these different high school coaches I've got to meet. I just want football to be done the right way, in any way I can help it. This is a game for the players, and they deserve the best teaching, the very best teaching, not yelling, not all that, teaching on how to play the game right, and teamwork. And you cannot, you may not be a starter. That's okay. But the values you get doing it the right way is forever. That value of being a scout team guy and supporting your team, that's special. And I always acknowledge that. And when you step on a man's shoes, you leave a shine. And if he's not a starter, you still leave a shine on him because he's doing something special. And that's my direction of football. I want that so much for kids.
Hey, that is just great stuff, Rob. I really appreciate talking to you. Are you here with Lovey? Is Lovey in town for the Hester thing?
Yeah, Lovey will be here. I mean, man, it's like three bears going in. I can't. That's pretty special.
Send him over.
Tell him to come on our show. Thanks, Rod.
Thanks, Coach.
Really appreciate it.
You bet. Hey, I always love talking to you guys. You guys like football. You like football, I like you. And, have a great day, man.
Appreciate
you too.
It, Rod.
Thanks. That's Rod Marinelli. That's
great
one
guy.
Of the great, great defensive line coaches ever.
Sitting here, you can just like feel, all right, let's go. Where's the helmet? Let's strap it up. Let's go. Football guy of football guys.
I got on the horn with your guy, Warren Sapp, talking to him about
my
Rod
guy.
Marinelli.
Yeah.
And by the way, we saw him here, and he's going
to still
running.
Trouble.
Yeah, but I mean, we'd let people know about something or other. But I had a chance to chat with him. You've never heard a guy. He absolutely adores and loves Rod Marinelli.
The reverence with which people like Warren Sapp talk about Rod Marinelli tells you what kind of impact he's had on so many lives.
Yeah, great guy. Okay. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.